Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
That is fake news, and that's what happens when copy is written in advance and Danielle is confident that LB is going to make it to work. So,
lest any of you that like to give me a hard time and say, oh, she's always all over him and giving him a hard time, I gave him the benefit of the doubt.
Right.
Yesterday was the day I didn't think he'd show up. So I wrote two different pieces of copy for yesterday, and then he doesn't show up today. But thoughts and prayers to my buddy.
Yes.
I got a text back a little while ago. He's in bed with sunglasses on.
Oh.
The migraine.
Oh, he has a migraine.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't think That's he knows what he has, but.
Yeah. Well, LB out with a migraine or with intense sunlight or whatever. And there's a lot of sun out there today. The weather is brought to you by Account Temps, and it's going to be sunny and 43 for a high today. We are in the 30s right now. Account Temps, payroll, bookkeeping, month end. Are you feeling short-staffed? Account Temps can provide accounting and finance professionals on a temporary or project basis when you need them to help with increased workloads. Call them today or visit accounttemps.com. Account Temps, a Robert Half company. Coming up tomorrow on the show, Ask an Attorney with Larry the Lawyer. Larry the Lawyer will be here to answer all of your legal questions for free. And we'll ask him about winning Powerball and whether or not you have to pay out when you and everybody at work bought the tickets together. And you're in possession of the tickets, or whether you should take the lump sum or all.
Oh, if you're in possession of the tickets, it's Bahamas immediately.
Yeah. Well, that's 9/10 of the law.
Right.
9/10 of the law. Let's see. Danielle, you were telling me that there was an irrational fear in the news of a medical nature today, which many men who are listening may not want to hear about. Is that right?
Very terrifying.
Yeah.
Guy in England goes into the hospital to have a cystoscopy. It's when they do a little inspection of your bladder with a camera, probably something that our friend Lyndon has had done at one point. Now, they put him under. He's in the surgical unit. Surgeons circumcised him by accident.
What?
Because they confused his name with another patient who had a similar name.
That's
he got the guy got an accidental circumcision.
Two words you never want to hear together.
No.
Ever.
Good band name, though.
Yes. That Middle East upstairs.
Yeah.
Upstairs.
Oh my.
Definitely upstairs.
God.
That's awful.
Yeah. Absolute nightmare.
Bag of cash. If LB were here, he'd say bag
for
of cash.
Sure. Yeah. For sure. Yeah.
Geez.
This is actually kind of interesting. This story was the result of a report that came from malpractice stuff that was going on in that particular hospital.
Yeah.
And there were a couple of other incidents. There was a surgical swab left inside a child after a nasal surgery.
Oh.
There was a patient, again, a name confusion. They put a hip implant on the wrong side. Guy went in for a right hip implant. They put it on the left. And there were a few other scary things. Obscure reference, our pal Don Fry, good friend of the show, years ago had, I believe it was knee surgery. And on the opposite knee, he wrote, not this one.
Smart.
Oh, very smart. Yeah.
He did that himself.
Yep.
Yeah. I guess you have to think about that kind of thing if you're going in for surgery.
Should have wrote that on his junk.
Right? Yeah.
Not this one.
Yes.
Well, it was Boston, right, that doctor was hammered and leaving patients on the operating table.
He was on drugs, I think.
Okay, yeah.
And yeah, he would leave mid-surgery.
For 3 hours?
And disappear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How's your anesthesia?
I mean,
Jesus. That's not harmful
horrible,
at all.
Horrible.
My goodness.
All right. Well, that's the irrational fear this morning of the accidental circumcision. Don't even saying the words.
No.
It's ED. Wait, AC. We're going to call this one AC.
Yeah. Have you had an AC bag of cash? Speak to Larry the lawyer tomorrow at 8:35.
Here's a text that says, I recently went to get an endoscopy procedure, and they mixed up the paperwork and almost gave me a colonoscopy.
Oh,
procedure.
God.
Oh, dear.
That's something
endoscopy,
that you would
colonoscopy. Close
yeah,
enough.
That's something it's you would fine. Remember. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Please make
can I get that straight.
Yeah. Yeah. Can I take the forget pill, please? I would like to forget this a lot. Thank you.
All right. In LB's absence, you won't suffer through without accurate and award-winning sports reporting. And it is Danielle who is filling in today on the sports.
Sports this hour brought to you by LB's hair loss doctors, Dr. Matthew Lopresti and Dr. Robert Leonard at 1-800-GET-HAIR. Change your lettuce, change your life. The Bruins gave up 3 goals in the third period, lost 5-4 to the Lightning in Tampa. Brad Marchand tallied twice for Boston. They lead Toronto by 5 points for the 2 seed in the Atlantic. Bruins are back home to host the Rangers tomorrow.
Two really good teams there. I mean, that's the way you'd expect that game to go.
Yep.
And so you lose by a goal to them. Mm-hmm. That's not a bad thing. Mm-hmm. That's not a bad thing.
Here we have Tuker and Bruce Cassidy addressing the loss.
A couple of odd man rushes, and you know it's a tie game, so it's just one of those games that you know, like you let your guard down for a second, they're definitely gonna take advantage of that. So that's it.
Well, obviously they capitalized in the third on opportunities. We didn't get a save when we needed it. We had some opportunities to put the game away with odd man rushes, and we made a number of really poor decisions. So you put those two together, and against a good hockey club, and that's what happens.
Yeah.
All right.
The Celtics are in Cleveland tonight to clash with the Cavs. Boston looking to put the brakes on a 4-game losing streak. Celtics are fifth in the East at 43-31. That puts them 2 games behind the Pacers for the 4th seed in the East. And, of course, as you mentioned earlier, Greg, the Super Bowl champion New England Patriots will not open the NFL season this year. The league announced the Packers will visit the Bears to start the year Thursday, September 5th. Pats will instead begin their title defense on Sunday Night Football. And there's some word out that the retirement of Rob Gronkowski may have been decided before the Super Bowl. NFL Network reporting that Gronk had already signed or agreed to a deal with a film or TV company before the Pats beat the Rams in Super Bowl 53.
Huh.
Very interesting.
I wonder if anybody said such a thing on the radio during their Super Bowl broadcast from Radio Row.
I can't imagine who could have possibly said that.
I wonder if anybody had mentioned that on the radio and if the sports director had started to scream, "You're donking me. Why do you hate Rob Gronkowski? What's wrong with you Patriots fans? You're such homers. Hillman, what are you talking about?" I wonder if that happened anywhere. All right, anything else?
Yes, Hector Velasquez gave up a solo homer in the 7th inning as the Sox lost 3-2 to the Cubs in an exhibition in Mesa, Arizona. Starter Rick Porcello was hit in the side of the head with a liner.
Hitting it. He lined one off Porcello and he goes down. Let's see, he's up on his feet. I'm not sure where it got him. It looked like it was going for his head.
That looks so scary off the bat. Porcello jumped right back up, though, thank goodness. I can't believe he jumped up.
He's on his feet. He's holding a side of his head. Alex Cora's out there with the trainers, trainer Brad Pearson. I mean, that was a wicked bullet off the bat of Contreras.
Who is that doing the game with Joe?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know who that was.
Is that one of the cavalcade of people who are filling in this year?
Yes.
Who is
a rotation?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
I don't know who it is either.
Yeah. Who are you?
Bring him in.
It's musical chairs up in this piece.
Oh. Is that why it came out from under you, Joe?
I don't understand. They put a bunch of no names in here with me, and I'm supposed to man the fort like it's some kind of a alien invasion or something, and. Oh, who was that? You love listening to baseball on the radio, don't you, Shane?
Yeah, didn't listen to that game.
No.
Didn't know who that was, but yeah.
Well,
I like having it on in the background.
We're 11 days away from the home opener.
Yeah, kid.
And I'm sure that we will be broadcasting live, as we always do, from the Baseball Tavern. And I was told that we are A-OK and good to go with Joe Castiglione, named that rap tune for the home opener this year. So should be good. That is Josh Lewin. according to several texters. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know who Josh Lewin is. All right.
One other story before we wrap up the sports this morning. Conor McGregor announced overnight that he was allegedly retiring from MMA. He made the announcement on Twitter. He last fought in the UFC in October of 2018.
I can't believe this.
I know. I'm really surprised. Do you think it sticks, or do you think he's just kind of putting it out there and then?
I don't know. He's an interesting, very interesting dude.
Yeah.
I mean, he's certainly a personality. I mean, look at the way he dominated the Bruins game.
Right. Yeah.
Dominated the parade.
Yeah.
Dominates everything that he does, but I'm kind of surprised that he is saying goodbye to UFC. Yeah.
There's a guy who is definitely coming back. I think he's doing this to crank up some kind of offer.
I think so.
Oh,
yeah. I think you're right on that one.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. All right. Is that it?
That's it, bud.
All right.
That was an AAF Sports several minutes.
All right. That is Danielle filling in for LB on the sports. Rare content replay time. Stiz has finally put together the moment this morning when Scott from Weymouth hung up on himself. And I was asked for several times for rare content replay on this. So during the 6 o'clock hour, Scott from Weymouth was on hold. I went to him for literally one word or two words, and then I'd put him back on hold immediately. And he stayed there for a good hour.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, not a lot going on in his life, obviously. But the at one point, I just picked the phone up, and we said nothing. And then he literally hung up on himself. So let's go ahead and get a rare content replay on Scott thinking that he is not on the air and hanging up on himself. Hold on.
What I think, I'm giving you my words. Hello? You hung up on me? Really, dude? Oh, my God.
Wow. Good job. Didn't have to say a word.
So there you go.
He has
hung up on himself. And I think Stiz Grimey also put together a montage of all of the times that we went to him and allowed him to say one or two words only. So do you want to listen to the Stiz Grimey montage?
Yeah.
All right. In fact, Scott, don't you think they should stop remaking movies?
Silver Bullet.
All right. What?
What else? That.
Wasn't quite sure.
Scott, how much beer was in the bet?
How many times?
I didn't get that number.
How many times? Scott, give me just the first sentence of what you're going to say.
Tell you.
Tell you.
Right?
Tell you.
Hold on.
What I think. I'm giving you my words. Hello? You hung up on me? Really, dude? Oh, my God.
I love when he chuckles at himself.
Really, yeah. Really, dude?
I love that.
All right.
Unbelievable.
That's what's going on currently with Scott from Weymouth.
I love it.
I think he said he had to be picked up by a buddy, so couldn't hold on any longer.
Important question. Do you think he just doesn't have a car or he doesn't drive?
Yes.
I don't know.
On both.
Both?
Or have a license.
I feel the need because I always like to read text messages, good or bad. And during the Scott incident, during the 6 o'clock hour, there were, 1,000 text messages from those who really enjoyed laughing at Scott. However, I will read this 774 text that says, "Wow, this show has really gone downhill. Terrible content."
You're so upset that you texted in twice about that. First time when Scott was on the air in the 6 o'clock hour, and now.
Although a 781 texter says it was every bit as good the second time.
I concur.
So there you go. All right. I have another Powerball ticket to give away. So if you are the seventh caller right now on the Framingham Ford studio line, which is 617-764-9223, you can win a $2 Powerball quick pick ticket. Your chance to win $750 million. Mm. Although, by tomorrow, might get up to another, I don't know, what do you think it gets up to? Do you think it gets up to $800 million by tomorrow with people playing today?
I don't see why not. It's $750 now. I don't see why not.
At this point, it just skyrockets. So yeah, right. Easily. Yeah.
Has there been a $1 billion national lottery prize
yet? Was the last one? Didn't it reach a billion?
I don't know.
Like one and a half or something like that? Billion? $1 million doesn't mean anything anymore.
No. It's a nice little insurance security blanket, but.
What do you get in the lump sum there? You get what, like 600 grand?
Maybe.
For $1 million? That's still pretty good.
Okay. Have you found any information about whether there has ever been a $1 billion lottery prize?
January 2016, $1.5 billion Powerball.
Oh, okay. All right.
When was this article written? Last year, there was the $1.5 billion Mega Millions. In 2017, Powerball, $758 million. That was when Mavis won Mavis won that one.
Right. Yeah.
And then there's a couple of other $600 million ones. But yeah, there have been two that have been over a billion.
Well, I hope there's a winner from one of the tickets that we are giving away today. We're giving them away every single hour. But if there's not, I would say that it will definitely be over a billion by next week. Is it twice on Powerball? Wednesday and Saturday. Wednesday and Saturday, right?
Yep.
All right. And Mike is the winner of the Powerball ticket. Hey, Mike.
Hey, what's up, Greg?
What's going on, man?
Not much, brother. Driving to work.
What do you do for work?
I'm a builder.
All right. I've asked everybody. Do you build houses or commercial or what do you?
Houses.
Okay. Would you keep developing homes or would you retire?
I would not keep doing this. I'd probably do something fun.
Yeah, do something fun.
Island, rent some boats, do something fun.
Why not? Do something fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Get out of the snow.
Are you married?
Yep, married, 3 kids.
Would you get divorced or would you stay married? Oh, wait a minute. She might be listening. Never mind.
Yeah, she could be listening. Come on.
All right.
I got college coming up this year, so it would fit in nicely, I'll tell you that.
Oh, God. Yeah, I hope. Have you been saving for college?
Not enough, clearly. Yeah. I'm learning that the hard way.
Even some people are excited now when their kid wants to go to a school that's only like $35,000 or $40,000. Like, that's
tell
how
me
expensive.
About it. Right. Tell me about it. No state schools for us. We went, hardcore, which is great.
Well, the thing about the cost of college education and the state schools is UMass used to be a safety school, and now it's as hard to get into almost as an Ivy League. I mean, not quite, but
great.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah,
all right.
It is
well,
crazy.
Mike, good luck. I hope you win. If you win, call back and tell us how much you're giving us.
You talk. Sure thing. Thanks, right. Greg.
Okay. So speaking of college,
yeah.
There were 11 individuals in federal court here in Boston yesterday charged in the college bribery scandal.
Mm-hmm.
Several of them were coaches or former coaches of athletic teams. And I don't know if you saw the numbers when it comes to how much money these coaches got for this. Did you see that at all yesterday?
Some of it, yeah.
The former senior athletic director from USC it was a woman, and she is alleged to have taken $1.7 million in bribes.
Get out of here. Yeah.
And
good Lord.
You have to look this up, but the tennis coach, where was he from? The tennis coach who was in court yesterday was paid $2.5 million in bribes.
He was at Georgetown.
Yes,
and
Georgetown.
Then, yeah, and then most recently he was at URI.
Yeah, so he was the tennis coach at Georgetown, and he was paid $2.5 million to say that kids were recruits so that they could get into college. Isn't that nuts?
That is nuts.
Oh, that's a lot of money.
$2.5 million I mean, just to say your kid went somewhere.
Yeah. I mean...
And again, when they get there, does it end there? Did we find that out yet? Like, because obviously they don't have what it takes to get in. So once right. they get in, they have to stay in.
Yeah.
So you got to keep... Right. I would imagine you'd have to keep paying.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Right. Keep, your, yeah. keep their grades up.
Yeah. Well, I believe that the first student has been kicked out of college as a result of this. And I think that it was... Was it Yale that has kicked a student out? I believe that the first student involved in this has been kicked out of school.
Yeah, the student's parents allegedly paid a $1.2 million bribe to get her in.
$1.2 million bribe?
Yep.
To get somebody into Yale?
Yeah. She was one of two who had applied to Yale with a bogus paid-for recommendation from women's soccer coach Rudy Meredith. Mm-hmm. According to Yale, she was the only one who was admitted. And then when charges were brought, she was currently enrolled, and now they've kicked her out. They have not made her identity public.
Unbelievable.
Right? It's really...
But you guys have both said that you think that's right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They don't belong there.
No.
And if they knew about it, they should be charged too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
What if they didn't know? What if this girl didn't know that her parents paid Yale $1.2 million? Do you think that she should be kicked out?
No, if she didn't know.
Even though she's
there. Oh no, she should be kicked out of school.
She should be kicked out, not charged.
Okay, she should be. But you
yeah, because
still
she doesn't belong there.
Right.
She shouldn't be there.
What's the difference?
Right, yeah. And I
she didn't make the grades.
I think that's a bit of a struggle for some people thinking about it too, because if she's there and she's excelling and doing well, then it's kind of like, well, is that really fair to her? But it sucks for the other people that didn't get in. Right,
exactly.
Hello, Jeff.
Hey. So when is Bentley and St. Lawrence getting the Greg Hill Athletic Building?
Listen, I have paid enough the old-fashioned way. If I knew you could just bribe somebody. As I said earlier, if I knew you could just bribe somebody, B. Hill would be playing D1 football.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be going D2 with that.
When you say the old-fashioned way, do you mean you wrote a check?
Yes, I do.
Because
yes,
you don't trust EFT?
Yes.
Jen's like, can I have your car? Can I put the account number and do an electronic transfer? You're like, I'm going to write a check so we have a paper record.
It's spring football time, man. I got to get over
it.
I got to get over and watch the spring game
Over
at Bentley. Over at Bentley.
Gonna be that weird dad standing on the sidelines.
No, I think I think there's other dads who go to the go to the spring football game. I'm obsessed with watching football. I'm gonna be miserable when that's mm-hmm. over. All right. It is 9:27 and we'll be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Speaking of Northeast Men's Clinic, Stanley's poll has been up all morning. Thanks to... I don't know if I can say this on the air, but Stiz Grimey had all of his erectile dysfunction issues cleared up thanks to the intervention.
Right away.
Those
guys are great over there.
I don't want to know that.
Poll results are available now at 9:37, and your question this morning was about a statement which was made by the CEO of the Levi Strauss Company, the jean makers, about how... One, the experts say you should never, ever wash your jeans.
Yes, that's correct.
And your poll question this morning on Twitter and on Instagram was about whether or not we are washing our jeans, right?
Yes, exactly. Do you follow the advice of the Levi CEO and never wash your jeans?
And what are the results?
Right now, 66% of our listeners do wash their jeans.
They do.
Keep them so fresh and so clean.
Yeah.
Yes. If we take a look on Instagram...
Yeah.
I believe it is similar results.
Uh-huh.
Actually, no. It's the complete opposite.
It always
dogs.
Is. I think that yeah. honestly, that's because I think Twitter is older demographic, mm-hmm. and Instagram is a little younger. I think. Yes.
Yeah. So 65% of our Instagram audience say no, they do not wash.
They
their
don't
jeans.
Wash their jeans. Yes.
You're gross.
no, I don't know.
You're germ infested.
I don't know if they're germ infested or they smell. I mean, a lot of people apparently don't wash their jeans
every day. You
only wear them once,
unless it's only for a couple hours.
Yeah,
you know. But if I'm wearing them all day, in the hamper.
Yeah,
no, it's not. It's called being clean. You should try it.
This only washes his. Would you say once a month?
If that, once a month. Yeah. I'm also very poor and don't have money to wash my clothes. But
that's why
was that out loud?
Sorry, that's why
I didn't realize my mic was. Your mic is on.
Stiz, you need to find a woman who has her own. Washer and dryer set.
Yeah.
And she's right over here.
Yep.
Combo. I like the stackables.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
She said earlier she likes to do the laundry for a dude.
Yeah.
She told me one time that she'd help me do my laundry.
What? Wait a second.
She did.
When did this?
Were you having a laundry issue or washing issue or something?
I think I may have been. Yeah, I think my wash machine may have been broke or something.
Fritz? Yeah. Was it on the Fritz? What's the derivation of that statement?
Let's look it up.
Was on the Fritz. Sounds like something that came from Germany or something. Fritz.
I bet it's like an anti-German thing from World War I.
It probably is.
We're probably offending several thousands of people right now.
Yeah. So wait a minute. What happened?
I think
machine,
I just kind of, you know, you as I that. Tweet every thought that comes through my warped mm-hmm. mind.
Yeah.
I said, you know, I'm having some trouble with my wash machine. And, you know, Bay hit me up and said, hey, listen, if you need some help, I'd gladly wash your.
Did she say
clothes.
Come over and throw it in my front washing load. Machine?
Oh, watch out. Watch
my
out.
Front loader.
Throw it in my front load, high efficiency drum.
Come over and Maytag me.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah, laundry.
Let's see. Here's a 508 text. I learned this many years ago from an ex. My jeans get washed maybe once a year if they are the expensive jeans. Mm-hmm. My casual jeans get washed a few times a year. So,
and which is kind of, I don't know if it's irony or what you would call it, but the more expensive jeans are more likely to hold up to the washing, the more frequent washing. But yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Jeans are supposed to be worn out.
Right.
You know, you're talking about those guys who put the crease in their jeans and stuff like that. No. Come on. Mm-hmm. Be a man with your jeans. Wear them.
Look at now. You can buy jeans that are like $80 that come ripped and dirty.
Yeah. Right.
It's like a style now.
Right.
Well, you can buy those Gucci sneakers. Yeah. How much were those?
$900.
No, that's a bargain.
$900. You can only afford those if you're a college tennis coach at Georgetown University.
Nice Guccis. They look filthy. Right?
Yeah. Hello, Paul.
Hey.
What's up?
Hey, you know, thinking about that college scandal, it's just been kind of burning my ass. You know, these coaches, they're decently paid, I would think, but how do you explain an extra $2.5 million or an extra $1.7 million or whatever it is in your bank account over the years? I mean, how do you hide that kind of money
from
kind of a salary?
From whom? Do you mean from others who are wondering why you're flying private or something like that?
Or whatever. I mean, you got to do your taxes every year. Isn't there kind of a red flag there or something? If, you know, an extra couple hundred grand pops up or something?
I would assume that if they're taking bribes, then they're probably acting in an outward manner as if they don't have any extra money or anything.
Right.
I would assume. I think it's amazing that the tennis coach was paid over $2 million. I mean, it's just, there's a lot of great, I think there's a lot of great coaches in high school sports and college sports who truly care about the game and truly care about helping kids. It just puts like you said, it rips you because it puts a stain on the kind of coaches in general. I mean, now there's only 11 of them or whatever, so it obviously is not a big issue.
Right.
But I agree with you. I don't know how. I guess they just never did anything that they had to spend a lot of money on or whatever.
Well, like in Goodfellas, Don't spend it all at once.
Right, yep. Right.
You know, well, don't spread. Yeah.
What did I tell you?
What did I tell you?
Don't buy anything big.
Yeah. Well, wasn't it the fur coat that caused the big issue?
And the pink car.
And the Cadillac.
Yeah, and the Cadillac.
Yeah. And then they wound up dead in it. Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
So if your tennis coach shows up in a Maserati, like, tomorrow, start asking questions.
Yep.
I'm laughing at this text because it's, I mean, it's complete low-hanging fruit.
Yeah.
But I'm going to read it anyway since it's 9:43. A texter says that when Danielle said, Stiz, if your washing machine isn't working, you can come over and use mine.
Oh, no.
Stiz replied, it's a small load. I'm going to do it by hand.
That was Stiz Grimy.
That's how that works. Yeah. All right. Are you okay over there?
Nope.
Oh, jeez.
That made her sick.
I've got the sick.
You got the hangover.
No,
you're almost done.
I'm almost done.
You're almost done.
I'm actually not, I have like a mild headache, but I'm actually not. I'm more tired than anything, but I'm not bad. I did have a lot of Coronas last night because I Ubered, so that's one of my little. I was like, I'm going to take an Uber.
Yeah.
And then
how many is a lot of Coronas?
No, maybe six.
Six.
Six or seven, but I mean, six because we started at like. 5:30-ish, something like that. I don't remember.
Almost
the day's a blur.
Almost as exciting as my night. Kobe Wobey and I watched the Madeline McCann documentary.
Oh,
very exciting.
What did Kobe think of it?
No Corona. Corona.
Poor pause.
Kobe loved it.
I've got you beat.
Yes,
I did my taxes.
Oh, you did your taxes.
Woo!
Very exciting.
Yeah.
Have you seen? Shu, you love craft beer. Have you seen the story today about the new beer that can be used to develop film? This is really interesting because Dogfish Head Brewery and Kodak collaborated and they created a beer called Super 8, which has 8 ingredients and it can be used to physically make an actual Super 8 movie.
That's really cool. By the way, Dogfish, is it like 14% alcohol?
Yeah, right.
Why is it?
They have very high percentage alcohol beers, yeah.
This is the owner of Dogfish Head.
Some intrepid creative photographers actually figured out that you could develop film in beer. So while I read about that, we were developing a beer called Super 8, made with 8 sort of super ingredients. And we said, this beer is going to have an acidic, sort of sour pH. It's going to have a heightened level of vitamin C. And we thought this beer could be the ultimate film developing catalyst. We tested it. Lo and behold, it is.
They do a lot of experimenting over there, Dogfish Head.
Yeah.
Not always successful, but they have the wherewithal to put it out there.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd be comfortable drinking something that you use to develop film.
You eat hot dogs, guy. I've seen some of the stuff you eat.
Still, everything's meant to be edible in a hot dog,
not
allegedly.
Necessarily.
You can develop film with this.
So
this
what?
Is, it's like Coca-Cola when you're like, oh, it takes rust off your bike.
Exactly.
You know?
It's fine.
Okay.
Hey, man, you can drink it and watch it.
Yep.
All at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
That's Sam Caligione from Greenfield, Mass.
Oh really?
Yep, local guy.
Pretty cool.
Mm. Yeah.
All right, we got to get to the news. The news this hour is brought to you by...
We're actually done with sponsors this morning.
Okay.
A Montana double murder has been solved thanks to a genealogy database. Once again, now we have this information. Very interesting.
This is happening all the time now.
The database that was used matched a family's DNA with evidence found at a 1973 crime scene, which led investigators to identify the long dead suspect in the strangulation killing of a young married couple. Linda and Cliff Bernhardt were 24 years old at the time of their deaths. They were killed at their home just outside Billings, Montana. And for decades, investigators have been working on it. And the case was basically cold. Finally, they identified this man, Cecil Stan Caldwell.
Huh.
He was once a co-worker of the woman's. He had no criminal record. He died in 2003 at the age of 59.
Wow.
But now they say that he has been linked to the murder.
I'll tell you what. It's amazing when you look at technology and the good that it can do and then also the bad that it can do. This is a case where I think both happen because you can solve murders with these genealogy websites, but also family members are finding out that somebody gave up a kid for adoption, and that's an uncomfortable thing. I know of a particular case where somebody was telling me recently that there was this confusion because these are older people, and a child came up as being a sibling that nobody knew about. And they finally all, you know, started asking each other, and a woman had to, you know, own up to the fact that she gave up a baby when she was 17 or whatever. I mean, I know two people
who have found out very, very shocking things about the identity of, like, a parent.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it throws your world into upheaval. I can't even imagine it. Like, my heart breaks for them.
Yeah, but also, in this case, it's a good thing because you're able to solve these murders. So, all right. What else, Danielle?
Bad news, Greg. Your favorite vegetable has been named the dirtiest one of all.
The dirtiest vegetable?
Kale.
Oh, kale.
Oh, I love kale.
I can't stand kale.
Oh, kale.
Oh, kale.
Portuguese kale soup. Good stuff.
Kale, thy arch enemy.
Oh, kale.
Why thee come around here in my salad? what do you mean kale is the dirtiest vegetable?
The Environmental Working Group comes out with a list every year. It's called the Dirty Dozen and the Clean 15. You may have seen this before, and they're guides for shoppers, and they test various fruits and vegetables for pesticide contamination. And they looked at 41,000 samples of various fruits and vegetables, and they found that kale is among the dirtiest. Other ones on the list, strawberries, nectarines, spinach, apples, peaches, grapes, cherries, tomatoes, pears, celery, and potatoes. Huh. So those, you really want to make sure that you're washing those well.
Right, okay.
The glyphosate. Roundup is going to kill us all.
What are the cleanest ones?
The cleanest ones, hold on, let me pull up the link for that. Stand by one moment, please.
Is it a turnip? I hate those.
No, our turnips are good. I'm
not a big fan of turnips
no.
either.
It tastes like cardboard.
That's a southern thing.
Have you had the Hakurai turnips? The little ones, the salad turnips? Those are good.
I don't think so.
Oh. The Clean 15, avocados.
Oh, love them.
Sweet corn, pineapples, sweet peas, onions, papayas, eggplants, asparagus, kiwis, cabbages, cauliflower, cantaloupes, broccoli, which I thought used to be on the dirty list, mushrooms, and honeydew. What I should have done to torture people was say, A-L-E-X-A, please add the following items to my shopping list.
Oh, my God.
But I won't because I love you guys, and I know you'll hate me if I do that.
You know, there's no, there's nothing better than a place that does Mexican street corn well. Do you like Mexican?
Yes. 100%. Oh, yeah. So good.
Yeah, I mean, if you find a place that does it right, it's so delicious.
That has to be at the top of the worst foods to eat on a first date. Because your teeth are caked with, like, corn char and cheese and paprika.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't care. It doesn't bother me, but
Slip 14 over on Nantucket makes an amazing Mexican street. Is it okay to call it Mexican? I don't want to appropriate anybody's culture or anything like
that. What's that run, 43 bucks? For an ear?
Who knows?
Who knows? Just sign. It's fine. Just tip. Leave the tip 25% and sign my name.
I don't know how much it is. All right. Well, what else is happening news-wise today?
Did you see the lady in Seattle that cloned her dog 3 times at the at the rate of $50,000 a pop?
Oh, my God.
She had a toy poodle. His name's Buner, and he's 13 years old. And she couldn't handle the idea of him dying someday. So she paid $50,000 to have him cloned. She
three got times?
Three identical copies of him. She plans to keep making clones so he can live forever. You know, but the issue is, like, in theory, it's a genetic clone, but, you know, animals are a product of the environment in which they're raised and the people that they're around. So it's not going to have the same demeanor or behavior necessarily. There is a veterinarian by the name of Evan Anton that actually addresses this. He's from the show Evan Goes Wild on Animal Planet.
I think when people hear cloning, they think they're going to get their exact same pet. And that's what they want because they're losing this pet and they want this life to continue. Your dog's personality and who they are is largely shaped by the life they've lived and the experiences that they've had. If I clone Henry right here, It's not going to be Henry. It's going to be basically a twin of Henry. To clone a dog, you need cells from that dog. And they take those cells, and then they take a donor egg from another dog, and they put in the cell of the dog. A lot of these animals have birth defects or congenital diseases or other issues. They do have different personalities from the original dog and different personalities from each other.
No thanks.
Yeah, all set.
It's like Pet Sematary, updated version of Pet Sematary. I don't think so. I mean, I mean, if it doesn't have the same personality.
Yeah, it's not really.
I wouldn't want a Kobe Wobey clone that didn't have the same award-winning personality that Coberson Warburson has. You know, I mean, although you would want, when you say clone, that she has three clones, does that mean she has those three dogs around with the other dog now?
Correct.
Or, okay, what are they, like Amazon ship them over to you? Or how do you, like, where do you pick them up? Like, you get them at the factory or, all like, right, the cloning place?
Mm-hmm. Greg, as you know from the Duncan Jones film Moon, the more you clone something, the more defective it becomes. Yes. And it becomes psychotic.
Yes.
Or it just starts breaking down physically.
Right, this is how most horror films start.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, from a bad clone.
This is the beginning of The Walking Dead in real life.
Right.
The Walking Dogs.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's nuts.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
It is.
All right. Danielle, thank you.
Thanks, bud.
It is 9:54, and if you missed anything this morning, you can hear it as a part of the full show podcast, which you can download anytime for any show for any hour at WAAF.com or via the radio.com app. Coming up, your next chance to win $750+ million in the Powerball. We're giving away Powerball tickets all day long, every hour today. So be listening to win. We're feeling very generous, so we're handing out $2 lottery tickets for you all day long today. Grand total of $48 spent on this promotion. So, and the only rule is you have to, like, take us to lunch or something if you win.
Is that in the fine print?
I think it is. Yeah.
In the contest rules.
Yes.
Yeah, on the website.
So keep listening for that. We will be back tomorrow morning at 6 with Ask an Attorney, Larry the Lawyer in here, answering all of your legal questions for free at 8:30 on tomorrow's show. And hopefully LB will have recovered from the migraine or the flu, and will be back with us tomorrow morning. Thanks for listening. Up next, it's the WAAF Workday Blitz, over an hour of nonstop rock, and it is completely commercial-free for you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.